Sacramento's tallest building has sold for almost $200 million. That's the Wells Fargo Center at 400 Capitol Mall. The Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich joins us now to talk about this story and other business news. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
This downtown building sale also set some sort of market record.
Yeah, that market record is for overall sale price. This 29-story building sold for $198.8 million. The buyer was a real estate investment trust based in Singapore. It's worth noting that this office high-rise most recently sold in 2016 to Starwood Capital Group for $175.5 million, which was also a record at the time.
So some pretty high dollar figures there. What does this say about the local office market?
Well, these high-quality office buildings are going to continue to appeal to buyers, largely because we're not seeing new high-quality office space in downtown Sacramento. Downtown Sacramento hasn't seen a new office tower built on a speculative basis in more than a decade. The most likely site for a new one, at 301 Capitol Mall, is still in limbo after owner CalPERS recently changed development partners.
It was a bad week for Sacramento's tourism industry. The Amgen Tour of California announced it's taking a year off to rethink the bike race. Sacramento has hosted a portion of the race for 11 of its 14 tours. This must be a big blow for Sacramento hotels.
Yeah, well, Mike Testa, CEO of Visit Sacramento, says hosting the Amgen race brought $3 million in estimated economic benefits each time the city presented it. Host cities can see benefits as riders, support staff, and fans book hotel rooms and eat in local restaurants, for example. The bike race has drawn 40,000 people to downtown Sacramento in the past. And in past years, other local cities such as Folsom, Elk Grove, and Rancho Cordova have also hosted a portion of the Amgen race.
Well, what triggered this? Why exactly are organizers rethinking the race?
Apparently, it never made money for the organizer. The 700-mile bike race is expensive to run, and organizers say the competition lost millions of dollars. And even though Sacramento saw economic benefits from hosting the race, that hasn't necessarily been true for all host cities. Those cities must spend money to host the race and provide security and road closures. The return on investment can be uncertain.
Any idea if the race will come back in 2021?
Well, representatives from Visit Sacramento hope that'll be the case. Meanwhile, organizers say they're reevaluating their options and looking at other business models.
Sonia, anything new to report on the Sacramento restaurant scene?
Well, there's something new coming to a well-known restaurant space at 1000 K Street. The space most recently housed a short-lived concept called The Grid. Before that, it was the Bennigan's restaurant chain, and it previously was Cafe Bernardo and K-Bar. Now, a local operator plans to bring three concepts to the space: a cantina, Latin nightclub, and Brazilian steakhouse. The owner of those businesses, Manuel Montero, says he knows the downtown restaurant scene is competitive, but he thinks his idea is strong.
Do you know when he can start operating at that site?
Well, he hopes to open in the space in early December. The most recent business there, The Grid, closed in January, so this place has been empty for almost a year.
Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.